This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. India and the Maldives today held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Male. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, and other senior officials from both the nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi and President Muizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and developmental projects across the country. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on previous Indian-funded line of credit. Both the countries today signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements. More from our correspondent.
India and Maldives today exchanged 8 agreements related to line of credit, debit repayment, FTA, fisheries and aquaculture, digital transformation, pharmacopoeia and UPI. India has extended 4,850 crore rupee line of credit to Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and developmental projects across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu inaugurated a new building of Ministry of Defense in Male. Both leaders also planted saplings, strengthening the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. Commemorative stamp to mark 60 years of India-Maldives friendship was also released by Mr. Modi and Dr. Muizu. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Male, Maldives.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. In a joint statement with President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear. He added that mutual cooperation in defense and security reflects the mutual trust between the nations. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that peace, stability and prosperity in the Indian Ocean region is a shared goal. He announced that both the nations will work together to strengthen regional maritime security at the Colombo Security Conclave. He noted that both the countries have taken several steps to accelerate their economic partnership, and a bilateral investment treaty to promote mutual investment will be finalized soon.
हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी को गति देने के लिए हमने कई कदम उठाए हैं. आपसी निवेश को गति देने के लिए हम शीघ्र ही bilateral investment treaty फाइनलाइज करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे. फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर भी बातचीत शुरू हो गई है. अब हमारा लक्ष्य है फ्रॉम पेपर वर्क टू prosperity. Local currency settlement system se rupiye aur rupiya mein seedhe vyapar kar sakenge.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held in Lok Sabha on Monday. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that it was decided during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State Ravneet Singh Bittu took an extensive review of the Nashik Trimbakeshwar Singhast 2027 rail plans. The Railway Minister urged the officials to adopt best practices which emerged from the Mahakumbh 2025 experience. The government has directed blocking of 25 OTT websites and apps showing obscene, vulgar and in some cases pornographic content. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting noted that some content on these platforms include sexual innuendos and in some cases long portions of sexually explicit scenes. It also added that such content depicted obscenity and vulgarity in several inappropriate contexts. Union Public Service Commission has debarred a candidate from appearing in all of its examinations and selections to be conducted for a period of 3 years after found using incriminating material in a recent examination. Speaking about the action, UPSC Chairman Dr. Ajay Kumar said that the Commission is firmly committed to upholding the highest standards of integrity, transparency and fairness in its examination processes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.